What are the values and the virtues that might be exposed and demonstrated in the museum? Things like curiosity, beauty, truth, understanding, ingenuity, skill, mystery. Those are the kind of things that are embodied in the objects that we have on permanent display here. These are fine virtues, noble virtues, but they're very straightforward ones, they're very positive ones. And what happens if you want to explore more ambiguous and more ambivalent responses and emotions and values? Certainly things like irony, that's not something that we typically see in a museum of the history of science or in a science museum. And yet, that's a potential response to the kind of objects that we have. I'd read some of Alain de Botton's work before. He sort of is a kind of philosopher in a certain sense. And he has a very recognizable authorial voice, sort of reflective, distant, self-deprecating to some extent. This book is ostensibly about work, the pleasures and sorrows of work. But it's really more loose than that. It's a lot of it is more about the modern world, modernity, modern technical civilization, and the working world. And as someone whose sort of intellectual home is as much the 16th century as now, it resonates with a lot of very familiar themes like art and nature. Does art mimic nature and those kind of things? It combines a kind of wide-eyed, deliberately naive celebration of things, implausible things like distribution hubs, with a sort of ambivalent irony. But it's not just a book of text, it's not just a book with an author's voice. You can see it's a book with images in it, with quite a lot of images. There are about 100 images in the book, these small black and white images. And they're there, you feel in the book, as a kind of subordinate illustration. They're there to illustrate, to flesh out a little bit, to give a bit of extra tone and character to what the author is saying in his own distinctive voice. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be interesting to reverse the relationship between the text and the image, instead of having the text as the primary thing and these illustrative images? Wouldn't it be nice to turn it the other way around and actually to focus on the images themselves and just have text on a sort of smaller subordinate level? And that's indeed what the exhibition does. Almost all the photography in the book had been commissioned specially for the book itself from a particular documentary photographer, Richard Baker. He'd often travelled with Alain in researching this book, and he had created an archive of images. So it's not just the ones in the book, there are about 650 images that are part of his archive of this book project. We don't go sightseeing to distribution hubs. And their blank facades just pass us by as we travel up and down motorways. But maybe we should give these kind of sites some attention.